News.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, the US is planning to build a makeshift port on Gaza's coast to deliver food, medicine and aid to starving Palestinians. It's likely to take a number of weeks to set up, with shipments eventually being dispatched from Cyprus. The UK is to supply more than 10,000 drones to Ukraine as part of an extra £125 million funding package for its war with Russia. The Defence Secretary, Grant Shapps, is in Kiev, where he made the announcement.
We cannot have a situation where a democratic country is invaded. What does it say about our values of democracy and freedom if we allow that to happen? And in a sense, it's a wake-up call to the world to make sure that we back Ukraine.
The family of murdered Emma Caldwell say a public inquiry into her death is a chance for her to have a legacy. The Scottish government's confirmed a judge will lead a review of the police handling of the case after the serial rapist Ian Packer evaded justice for 19 years. Amma Anwar's the lawyer for Emma's family. He says officers must be held to account.
Ian Packer raped and raped again and was allowed to do so because the police covered up and continued their cover-up. That's unacceptable. And that investigation into those officers will begin alongside and parallel to a public inquiry.
The mother of a newborn baby found in a carrier bag in a shed near Brighton last year insists she did nothing but show her love. Constance Martin, who's on trial for manslaughter, has denied causing her child any harm. Red Bull Formula One team boss Christian Horner has responded to accusations of inappropriate behaviour by saying the intrusion on his family is now enough. Earlier, a female colleague who made the claims was suspended, and last week an internal investigation cleared him of wrongdoing. In the first leg of the Europa League last 16 ties, Liverpool are in full control at Sparta Prague. It's 4-1 in the early stages of the second half. Brighton trail 2-0 at Roma. West Ham and Rangers kick off in an hour. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, and a very good evening to you. It's 2 minutes past seven on a Thursday night. You're listening to Phoenix 98FM. Thanks to Darren for the last hour and another excellent 98 Not Out show. For the next hour, I'm John Shubb, and this is the Non-League Hour. My time is now.
You're a breath of fresh air to me. I am empty, so tell me your care for me. You're the first thing and the last thing on my mind. In your arms I feel sunshine. The night is young. Flowers blossom in the winter time. In your arms I feel sunshine.
Give up yourself until the morning. The time is now. Give up yourself until the morning. Let's make this moment last.
You may find yourself out on him for me. Could you accept it as part of your destiny? I give all I have, but it's not enough. And my patience.
That was Monaco getting us underway musically on this Thursday evening with The Time Is Now. So in the first segment of the show, we look back on the men's results in non-league across our area over the last week, focusing first on the National League. And on Saturday, Southend United travelled to Oldham Athletic, where a run of three consecutive wins for Kevin Mayer's men came to an end as they drew 1-1 at Boundary Park after Nathan Sheeran had put the hosts in the lead on the hour. Noor Hussein scored an equaliser 11 minutes from time to give the Shrimpers a point. A good win, though, for Dagenham and Redbridge. They hosted Altrincham at Victoria Road and won the match by 3-1. They won a penalty in the 42nd minute, converted by Ryan Hill. Regan Liddy equalised for Altrincham in first half injury time before second half strikes from Josh Reese and Harry Phipps handed the Daggers all 3 points. Meanwhile, on Tuesday night, Southend were back in action, this time at Roots Hall against Wealdstone, and they were held to a 1-1 draw. The Stones were in the lead for most of the match after Sean Ardaqua gave them the lead in only the 5th minute, but Henry Sandat, former Southend youngster, back on loan at the club from Hull City at the moment, scored a last minute equaliser. So it finished Southend 1, Wealdstone 1. So a couple of draws, as I say, bringing that run of victories to an end. But Southend are in a much better position than they were a few weeks ago. They're currently in the 11th place in the table. Dagenham and Redbridge, after that win on Saturday, are 13th.
98 FM.
Moving on now to the National South, and on Saturday there was an All-Essex affair at Melbourne Park, where Chelmsford City, whose impressive run of form has taken them up to second place in the table, hosted Aveley just outside the playoff spots. And it was a 2-0 win for Robbie Simpson's Clarets. Cameron James scored in first half injury time before Jermaine Francis scored a second on 69 minutes. Braintree Town travelled to Welling United, managed now, of course, by their former manager Rod Stringer, who's done a decent job so far. He's managed to get them out of the relegation places, and they held the iron to a 2-2 draw on Saturday. They went into a 2-0 lead before Aaron Blair on 38 minutes and Shaq Coulthurst from the penalty spot 5 minutes into first half injury time levelled the scores. So all the goals in the first half and finished Welling 2, Braintree 2. And then on Monday night, Averley hosted Yeovil Town League leaders at Parkside and held them to a goalless draw. Disappointment for Chelmsford City. Tough one as they faced Worthing just behind them in the table. And the Sussex side won by a goal to nil. The only goal coming from Wadham 2 minutes from time. So their recent good run of results coming to them with that defeat. But the Clarets are still in second place in the table, 8 points behind the leaders, Yeovil Town. Braintree are in fourth place with Worthing ahead of them in third, as I say. Hampstead, Richmond, Borough, Bath City and Maidstone United, who face Chelmsford City this weekend, incidentally, the other side in the playoff spot. Averley are currently in ninth place behind eighth place in Auburn's on goal difference, but only one place below the playoff spots. So, moving on to the Isthmian League Premier Division and a featured non-league match on Saturday on Phoenix Sport came from this division, and it was at New Lodge where Billericay Town took on Hashtag United, where they were aiming to halt a run of four consecutive defeats. Watching the action for us was Jack Patmore.
A professional Hashtag United performance saw them pile more misery on a beleaguered Billericay Town with a 4-2 win. In an uneventful start, neither side had very little to show for their endeavours, despite a few half chances. The Tags continued to probe, and if Zachary Hassan composed himself at the vital moment, they would have been ahead, but his strike flew over the bar after the ball was put on a plate for him by PK Humble. The visitors were swiftly out of the traps in the second period and deservedly made their pressure count on 53 minutes. Hassan collected the ball despite several blue shirts in his way and powerfully struck past Wilkes. Callum Jones, a recent loan addition from Chelmsford City, made an immediate impression on the Billericay faithful by drawing level with a fine finish into the corner. However, Hashtag restored their one-goal cushion as Luke May-Parrott was in the right place at the right time to slot home from close range from Hassan's delivery. More pressure was piled on Gary McCann's side, as the lapse of concentration would be their undoing. May-Parrott with the freedom of New Lodge after Ollie Peters failed to clear for Hashtag's third. Jermaine Anderson made sure of the points with 5 minutes remaining as he ferociously dispatched into the net. Alfie Cerulli's late consolation couldn't ignite a late comeback as the Blues slipped to their fifth consecutive defeat.
Thanks very much indeed, Jack. So, fifth consecutive defeat, as Jack pointed out, for Billericay. But they are after that game, they still managed to hold on to third place. They have now dropped to fourth after Horsham won against Kingstonian on Tuesday night, and they've gone up to third. The only one of our other one of our local sides who didn't have a match postponed on Saturday because the weather conditions really played havoc with some of the non-league programme last Saturday were Canvey Island, who travelled down to Sussex to take on Lewis, and they picked up a 2-2 draw. It was quite a dramatic finish to the game. Lewis had taken a 1-0 lead on 63 minutes. Sam Higgins equalised in the last minute before injury time started, and Lewis equalised 2 minutes into two minutes into injury time, and then 4 minutes into injury time, Higgins scored another leveller, so it finished Lewis 2, Canvey Island 2. Tuesday night, Concord Rangers, who had their match postponed on Saturday, faced Cheshunt, another side who have struggled this season. They're currently just above the relegation zone after they beat their host by 3-0. Watched by just 105 at the Aspect Arena. Concord still have a chance of getting out of trouble because they're six. Although they're 6 points from safety, they still have games in hand on all of the other sides above them. But they're finding it increasingly difficult, I get the impression. Just 5 wins still from their 27 matches played so far this season. It is going to be a tough task for them to avoid a second successive relegation. At the other end of the table, Hornchurch, who had their match postponed on Saturday, remain 9 points clear at the top of the table, with Chatham Town in second, Horsham third, Billericay fourth, Wingate and Finchley at the other side, currently in the playoff spot. Hashtag are in 12th place after that win at Billericay. Canvey Island are currently in 15th, and Concord Rangers currently in 20th. Only Haringey Borough and Kingstonian below them in the table, and Margate just above them.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. So we're going to take a look now at the ESPN North, where there were quite a few postponements at the weekend. There's been quite a bit of transfer activity in the North Division this week as well, and I'm going to talk about that very shortly. There was a really impressive win for Brentwood Town away to New Salamis. It was actually their seventh away win on the bounce. They came back from North London with all 3 points, having won by 3-0, thanks to goals from Andrew Freeman and a brace from George Sykes. Incidentally, winger Margon Agakwa has signed for Brentwood from Brighton Sea Region, and he made his debut for the Blues on Saturday. Brighton Sea, though, have strengthened their ranks. They have signed Louis Koudiabor and centre-half, he's a striker, by the way, and centre-half Michael Okafor, both from FC Clacton of the Essex Senior League. Elsewhere, Maldon Tiptree have signed a young forward, Hakeem Sandar, on loan from Colchester. He made his debut for them at Wroxham on Saturday, but Wroxham scored the only goal of the match in the 67th minute. Incidentally, it's worth pointing out that Jamie Cureton, vastly experienced one-time Premier League striker, in fact, who only officially retired from playing at the end of last season, just before he joined Maldon Tiptree as their first team coach. They were a bit short of forwards on Saturday, I think, so he came out of retirement at the grand old age of 48, and he replaced Alfie Mason for the last 5 minutes of that game. So with Hakeem Sandar being only 18 years old, there was a 30-year age gap between Sandar and Cureton. Extraordinary. Elsewhere, Heybridge Swifts hosted Lowestoft Town, the league leaders, and they enjoyed a really impressive 2-1 victory over the front runners, thanks to a couple of first half goals from Jack Adlington. Lowestoft scored a consolation 5 minutes into second half injury time, but the Swifts held out for all 3 points. On Tuesday night, Walthamstow hosted Goulston. Stowe and other side who had their match postponed at the weekend, and they ran out 4-2 winners at Wadham Lodge. The scorers were Ollie Sotoyimbo, Brian Moses, Jared Small and Kaimani Thomas. And finally, a really good result for Witham Town last night. They travelled to Enfield and picked up a 5-1 victory, thanks to a hat-trick from Christopher Otey, one from Shaquille Morris, and finally, Joshua Asude found an net for Witham with 8 minutes to go. Final score, Enfield 1, Witham Town 5. So looking at the other transfer bits, Bobs, Witham have a new face. They have signed defender Emmanuel Dasho from Walthamstow, and he came on as a substitute for them last night. In fact, I mentioned that Maldon Titchy brought in Hakim Sandar. One player has left the club, though. Midfielder Andre Hassanali, who joined them from Felixstowe and Walton United last summer, has returned to the Suffolk club for a second spell. And Grays Athletic, who weren't in action this week, they have signed experienced goalkeeper Anthony Page, who numbers Bramble Town amongst his previous clubs, and also defender Matas Skarner, who has joined on loan from Concord Rangers. No action for Waltham Abbey this week in the Southern League Division 1 Central. Their match away at Aylesbury United on Saturday was postponed due to a waterlogged pitch. Abbey still in the playoff spots. Currently, they are in third place. Just getting back to the ESPN North and taking a look at the table. Lowest after only top on goal difference now. Felixstowe and Walton United are level on points with them, with Bury Town in third. Brentwood Town in good form. They are in fourth place. Bowes and Pitsy also in the playoff spots in fifth. And looking further down, Walthamstow are up to six after that win on Tuesday night. Heybridge with seventh. Basildon United are currently in eighth place. Maldon Tiptree are ninth. Witham Town are 10th. Brightling Sea Region 11th. Looking further down, Redbridge are currently in 15th spot. And Grays Athletic, they are 17th.
I'm John Charmer, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
The gap, one more.
New music there from The Killers. That one is called Spirit. 25 past 7 on a Thursday night. You're listening to Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb and this show is the Non-League Hour. We continue our look back here at the men's game from the last week by moving on to step five. And the Essex Senior League programme was decimated by the weather conditions last weekend. Just a couple of fixtures went ahead on Saturday. Another win for in-former Romford, who visited Barking and came away with a 2-0 victory. Also winning away from home were Little Oakley, who scored 5 away to bottom club at Coggeshall Town without reply. Tuesday night saw a goalless draw between Coggeshall and Hullbridge Sports. Meanwhile, South Maldon Town beat West Essex 2-1. And in a cup game, I think this was the Erington Cup, it finished Great Wakering Rovers 2, Woodford Town 3. Incidentally, Great Wakering Rovers and Romford both flying the flag for the Essex Senior League in the FA Vars quarterfinals this weekend. More of that a bit later on. There was one game last night and there was a convincing win for leaders Tilbury away to Sporting Bengal United, who have now dropped out of the top five. Tilbury scored 4 at Mile End Stadium without reply. Incidentally, Barking were in action in the London Senior Cup on Tuesday night. They played a Charlton Athletic under 23 side at Prince's Park, the home of Dartford, and the Charlton side won by 4-3, so Barking are now out of that competition. And it does look increasingly like Tilbury are going to be making a quick return to step four. Their company sit 11 points clear at the top of the Essex Senior of Romford, who are in second place. Woodford Town are third. Barking are now in fourth place. And Athletic Newham company sit in fifth. At the other end, Coggeshall Town still with just 10 points. They bring up the rear with just 2 wins from their 30 matches so far this season. Meanwhile, in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, there was a win for Stansted on Saturday. They were away to Crawley Green and they won by 2-0. That result kept them in 15th place in the Premier Division table. So looking at the Thurlow Nunn First Division South, there were a couple of games last Friday night and a thumping defeat for Barking side, who were beaten 9-1 at home by Wormley Rovers. On the same night, they finished Mayor Bacon 0, Dumbo Town 0. Just 2 matches survived the weather on Saturday. It was a win for Hutton away to Cannons Wood. It finished 1-0 to Hutton. And a win also for Hackney Wick, who beat North West London by 3-1. Benfleet 1-3-2 at St Margaretsbury on Tuesday night. And there were some games last night too. It finished Basildon 0, Basildon Town, that is, 0, Cannonswood 1, Brimsdown 3, Newbury Forest 0, Hackney Wick 3, Clapton 2, Mayham Bacon 0, Wormley Rovers 1, and finally Parkview 6, North West London 3. So, looking at the table, Harlow Town remain top, although they're only 3 points clear of second place to Benfleet, and Benfleet have got a lot of games in hand on them. Hutton still among the front runners. They are in third place. Wormley in fourth. Clapton Community have now dropped down to fifth. Meanwhile, in the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 North, looking at the Essex sides who have been in action this week. Just 2 of them on Saturday. A good win for Holland away to Norwich CBS. Holland 1-6-2 there. And Stanway Pegasus also won away from home with a 2-0 win at Whittlesea Athletic. And on Tuesday night, Stanway Pegasus hosted near neighbours Wivenhoe Town, and it was a 3-1 victory for Pegasus. So Framlingham Town and Great Yarmouth Town, who incidentally face each other this weekend, they are the top two, with Stanway Pegasus in third, Holland fourth, Harwich and Parkston are in fifth, and slightly further down, Wivenhoe Town, they are currently in 11th place. It's going to be time for our women's roundup very soon. First off, we're going to hear from Blur. This is Sunday, Sunday.
This is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8 p.m. until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new. Live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists. Great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
And now for the section of the show where we do our women's roundup, looking at the women's sides from some of our local non-league clubs. Starting off, looking at the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division, where Hashtag United remain in second place, but having topped the table only a couple of months ago, they are starting to get slightly cut adrift from the leaders, Portsmouth, who can't seem to stop winning at the moment. They've won 15 of their 16 games, in fact, and they've only lost the one all season. And they are now 9 points clear of Hashtag United Women, as impressive a season as they are having. So I guess it's a good time to be a Pompey fan with their men's side at the top of the Sky Bet League One as well. So no action for them or Billericay Town last Sunday. Billericay currently in eighth place, but they're both playing this weekend. The Tags entertain Oxford United women at Parkside with a 3 o'clock kickoff. Billericay Town women are away to Rugby Borough women. That one starts at 2 p.m. Meanwhile, in the Eastern Region Premier Division in Step 5, Barking won 3-2 at home to Needham Market, and they're in fourth place in the table. They've played more than anybody else in the division, and they've just got the one league game left this season. Bowes and Pixie Ladies had a win as well. They were away to the bottom club, Kings Lynn Town Ladies, who have yet to register a win this season, sadly for them. But Bowes and Pixie Ladies won that match by 5-2. No match for Barking this Sunday, but Bowes and Pitsy are away to Haringey Borough Women, who are currently in second place in the table. And looking at the Eastern Region Division 1 South, there were three matches last Sunday. Billericay Town Developments were in, well, this wasn't actually the league game, it was the League Plate quarter-final. They were at home to Stevenage, who beat them by 3-2. In the two league matches involving local sides, for the Southend United Ladies 4, Hutton Women 8, and Stanbury Pegasus Ladies 3, Hertford Town Women 4. And this Sunday, Billericay Development take on Watford Ladies Development. Lawford Ladies have an away fixture at Cheshunt, and Southend United Ladies take on Hertford Town at Garran Park. Moving on to the London and South East Regional League Division 1 North. It was the League Trophy semi-final for Hackney on Sunday. They were away to Brentford, and Brentford comfortably beat them by 4-0. So no league trophy final appearance for Hackney, who are currently in 8th place in the league. And this weekend they travel to Camden and Islington United, who are bottom of the table and have lost all of their matches so far this season. Clapton Community, who are currently third, didn't have a game this week, but this Sunday they are away to Ashmount Lee, who are currently second from bottom in the table. And finally, we're going to take a look at the Essex County Women's League Premier Division, where there were a couple of matches on Sunday. Frontiers Ladies scored 5 against Corinthians Women without reply, and Stanway Rovers Ladies hosted Lee Ramblers Ladies, and Stanway won by 4-2. The big match in that league this Sunday is second versus first, with Frontiers Ladies at home to the league leaders Chelmsford City Women. Great bit of Biggie Soul now from Teddy P. This is Love TKO.
I told myself time and time again, this time I'm gonna win. But another fight, things ain't right, see I'm losing again. Takes a fool to lose twice, start all over again. Think I better let it go. Looks like another love TKO. Think I better let it go. What you say about it? Looks like another love TKO. Try to take control of the love. Love took control of me. Cause we lose all thought, all sense of time, ever change of love. I better let it go. Looks like another love TKO. Oh, think I better let it go. What you say about it? Looks like another love TKO.
What a voice he had, sadly no longer with us. Teddy Pendergrass, and that was Love TKO.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Just in case you wanted to know what's going on in the football tonight, I know this isn't long league, but I'm sure some of you will be interested. It's been a miserable evening for Brighton and Hove Albion, away to Roma, not least because some awful news came in that two of their fans were stabbed in the Italian capital prior to that game taking place. I understand from what I've heard that they're okay. But in the closing stages of that game, in fact, the final whistle has just gone and it's finished Roma for Brighton 0. Happy at night for Liverpool, though. They were away to Sparta Prague and they beat the Czech side by 5-1. In just under 20 minutes time, West Ham United will be kicking off away to SC Freiburg. These all in the round of 16, by the way. And there's a big women's game tonight, the FA Women's League Cup semi-final between the FA Women's Super League, current leaders Manchester City and second-placed Chelsea. And it's Chelsea who have gone in front early doors in that game. England international Lauren James, the scorer, after just 8 minutes. So that's what's happening in football tonight. But turning our attention back to non-league, we're going to take a look at the fixtures in the men's game for the coming week. And we need to wish the very best of luck to both of our local sides who are in the FA Vars quarterfinals this Saturday. Great Wakering Rovers, who host Cornish side Falmouth Town at Burroughs Park. And Romford, who travel to Middlesex to take on North Greenford United. I'll be following those very closely during Phoenix Sport on Saturday afternoon. In the National League, it's both of our local sides in action against each other. And it's, well, as I came up with the name Il Classico a while back, I never know quite what to call it. But it's Southend United against Dagenham and Redbridge at Roots Hall. Because that game is being shown live on TV on TNT Sports, the kickoff time has been moved to 5:30 p.m. It's Dentley Southend have a new face on loan. Centre-half at age 21, Dion Woodman has joined on a one-month loan from Championship Club Queen's Park Rangers. 6'5" defender. He's not new to non-league, though. He's had spells on loan at Dulwich Hamlet and more recently Wealdstone. But he has moved to Roots Hall for the next month. And also, Gus Scott-Morris, their Southend's wing-back, has been called out to the 16-man England C squad for their annual match against Wales at sea later this month. The second time in 2 years that he's been called up. He played in that fixture last year, which England won 1-0. In charge of the England C-side, which is made up of players from the National League, is the former Stevenage and Barnet manager, Paul Fairclough. That match takes place at Llanelli FC on Tuesday, the 19th of March. But getting back to the National League, Dagenham and Redbridge have a long trip on Tuesday night. One which they could do without in midweek. I'm sure they've got to go all the way to Gateshead. I reckon that's a round trip of, it's got to be getting off 700 miles, I should think. Southend United are at home, though. They face Dorking Wanderers at Roots Hall. Both of those matches have 7:45 kickoffs. And in the National League South this weekend, Averley host Weymouth at Parkside, hoping they can still find their way back into the playoff spots. Long trip for Chelmsford City. They are away at Truro. And Braintree Town host Slough Town at Cressing Road. Averley are back in action on Monday night when they have a home fixture against Tunbridge Angels. Chelmsford City travel across to Kent on Tuesday night to take on Maidstone United. Braintree Town, on the other hand, they have a home match against Dartford. Both of those kick off at 7:45, as does Avery's match on Monday night. So, turning our attention to the Isthmian Premier Division now, leaders Hornchurch travelled to the Sussex coast on Saturday to take on Bognor Regis Town. Billericay Town will be hoping to stop the rot, a miserable run which has seen them lose five league games on the bounce. They are away at Hastings United on Saturday. Hashtag United host Margate at Lynn Salmon Stadium. Canvey Island, they have a home match against Wingate and Finchley. And Concord Rangers, tough task for them as they travel to second-placed Chatham Town. Meanwhile, on Tuesday night, both Canvey Island and Concord are back in action. Canvey at home to Horsham and Concord Rangers host Enfield Town. Both of those have 7:45 kickoffs. Moving on to step four and looking at the Isthmian North on Saturday, it's Brentwood Town against Enfield, Basildon United versus Grays Athletic, Whiteley Sea Region versus New Salamis, Haybridge Swifts travel to Felixstowe and Walton United, Walden Tiptree face Bowers and Pitsey, it's Walthamstow against Redbridge, and Whittam Town have a home match against Bury Town. Hopefully we won't have lots of postponements this weekend, provided it stays dry tomorrow, because we've had a lot less rain this week than we did last week. But getting back to the Isthmian North fixtures, Monday, Redbridge travel to Enfield. There's a number of matches on Tuesday night as well. Basildon United host Bury Town. That's rearranged. That was due to be played this last Tuesday, but was postponed due to a waterlogged pitch at Gardiner's Close. Brentwood Town are at home to Bowers and Pitsey, another rearranged game that was supposed to take place recently. Grays Athletic host Brighton Sea Region, Maldon and Tiptree away at Bottom Club Stowmarket Town, and Walthamstow, they have a home match against Haybridge Swifts. In the Southern League Division 1 South, meanwhile, Waltham Abbey are without a game this week. So moving on to the Essex Senior League, couple of games on Friday night. If you fancy some Friday night football, you can either head to Ilford versus Little Oakley or Wolford Town versus Frenford. Saturday sees Barkinghost Athletic, New and Buckhurst Hill taking on Takeley, FC Clacton versus Harwich Sports, Housted Town versus Sporting Beggar United, Stanway Rovers against Cockeshall Town, and Leaders Tilbury host Saffron Walden Town at Chadfields. There's a couple of games on, some cup games as well this week, as well as two league games on Wednesday night, Buckhurst Hill versus Romford and Woodford Town versus Little Oakley. Stansted have a home match in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division on Saturday when they host Biggleswade United. And moving on finally to step six, looking at the matches in the Thurlow and Division 1 South on Saturday. It's Dunmow Town against Brimsdown, Benfleet, they travel to Hoddesdon, Hutton versus Clapton Community, that should be an interesting one at New Lodge, Hackney Wicker away to North West London, it's Parkview versus Basildon Town, South Church Park, South End Manor host Main Baker, Burnham Ramblers are at St Mark Risbury, and Tower Hamlets are at home to Barkingside. One match on Monday night with Newbury Forest taking on Clapton. May and Baker are at Wormley on Tuesday. And Wednesday night sees Basildon Town take on Enfield Borough and Hackney Wick host St Margaret's Bury. So moving on to the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, where, as I mentioned earlier, the big game this week is Great Yarmouth Town versus Framlingham Town. But as for the Essex sides, only three of the four in a division in action on Saturday. Holland versus Holbeach United. Stanway Pegasus are at Needham Market under 23s. And Harwich and Parkston, the other side, they have an away fixture at Witton United. Just letting you know what's happening after me on Phoenix FM tonight. Gareth Williams is along very shortly with another edition of Bumper to Bumper, his regular trawl on a Thursday night through Indian Alternative from the 1960s onwards. Always good listen, that, because he plays a good mixture of the familiar and not quite so familiar. And then it's our Country and Americana show between 10 and midnight, the night shift presented by Madeline Christie. And Madeline's special guest this week is Birmingham singer-songwriter Thomas Kavanagh. So that is your Thursday evening here on Phoenix 98 FM. Thanks very much indeed for your company this evening. I should be back on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoon, 3 till 6 p.m. with another edition of Phoenix Sport. I hope you can join me for that. If not, I should be here on Thursday night for another edition of the non-league hour. That is between 7 and 8 p.m. So as I say, Gareth is coming up next. I'm going to round off things musically this evening with a track Peter Gabriel brought out last year. This one is called Road to Joy. I just want to say best of luck to our local sides in the coming week. And if you're going out to a non-league game, I hope you enjoy yourself. And especially good luck to Great Wakering Rovers and Romford in the Vars. Thank you for your company this evening, and a very good night to you.
swim around, soaking to the brittle ground. Been so many days held inside this body.
Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.